While Kenneth Williams reveals more secret life with Richard Caldicott, Josephine Cusin, Aubrey Woods, Caroline Blakiston, and Leslie Heritage in Jungle Drums. And here's the man with the revelations, Mr. Kenneth Williams.
Thank you. I've had another meeting with the head of the BBC. He said, they're all very pleased the way you've gone clean, but they're a bit worried because he thought I was showing withdrawal symptoms. So on medical advice, they decided to let me have a limited amount of rudery each week within strictly defined limits, you see. As a result of which, we start today's episode with as blatant a display of nudity as has ever been heard on sound radio. The steaming bathroom scene, which proves to be a clean start to the black horrors that are about to follow.
All right, Kenny, you can come in now. Your bath's ready.
Hop it then. There's no public viewing today.
Oh, I won't see you. I'll put the screens round.
What would 9 million of loyal fans think if they knew their idol was forced to do his ablutions in a tin bath in front of a fire? Eh?
I know. I'm sorry, Kenny. Well, but the paint in the bathroom won't be dry for another 2 days.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm getting in now. I don't want you to hang about. Get on with your work. Go on. I'm going to sit down now.
I haven't put the cold in yet.
You might have told me before I sat down. Oh, I look like one of those baboons at the zoo. Look. Oh, talk about dead the red. Good.
There's a jug of cold water at the side.
Yes, I see it. Thank you. Oh, that's better.
Is it all right?
It's a bit of a tight fit. My knees are up alongside my ear. Still, I'll manage.
Are you luxuriating in your bath, Kenny?
No, dear. I'm just squeezing out my sponge. Do you mind? Do you think I could have a bit of privacy?
Oh, all right, then. I'll put the ironing away in the airing pot.
Yes.
That pretty man is like a melody.
Maze, was that you?
What do you want? I'm in the other room.
Oh, nothing. I thought I heard you open this window.
No, not me.
Oh, that's funny. I thought I heard it shut. Oh,
I'm lovely to look at. Delightful.
What's that? Oh, I must have imagined it.
And heaven for kiss. I can't hear.
Yes, go on, go.
Oh, Sir Charles!
Oh,
he's having a bath behind those screens.
Oh,
I
think he's
out. Oh, Sir Charles! Oh, I must get out.
No, get out. Sit down.
I'm so sorry. I should stand for you.
This is urgent.
Is it? Why?
Did you hear your window open a few minutes ago?
Yes, I did. Why?
Yes, I thought so. All right, men, in you come.
Here. What, men? Here, what is all this? I never ordered Alsatians. What's going on? I'm having a bath. Do you mind? What is it? Keep that dog away from me, knickknacks.
Calm down, Williams. Calm down. Now, search everywhere, men. And search thoroughly.
What are they searching?
If what I suspect has in fact happened, Williams.
What?
A deadly poisonous snake has just been dropped in through your window.
A deadly poisonous snake?
Yes.
You mean a cobweb?
The latest devilish game of our friend's bra.
What?
This will be the fifth case tonight.
The fifth case?
Any news?
Yes, Sir Charles. They've caught the man who put the snake in.
Oh.
Excellent, Miss Kidd.
Yes, actually, that's
good.
Well,
now all we've got to do is to catch the snake.
Mr. Williams.
Miss Gibbs, no, Miss Gibbs. No, where's Miss Flannel? Oh, that's better, yes. No, it's all right, dear. I was having a bath.
No luck yet, Sir Charles.
It must be in here, William.
Well, we've searched everywhere, sir. There's now only one place it can be.
Where's that?
Well, if it's a poisonous water snake, sir, it could be in the bath.
In the bath?
No! Keep still, William. Absolutely still.
What?
One bite would be fatal.
I'm not going to bite him. Never happened.
Well, what shall we do, Constable?
Well, sir, I could send my mongoose in there, sir.
A mongoose?
Your
all do. No such thing. They're carnivorous, aren't they? There's no snake in this bath. No room for one thing. Now, June, I'm clearing the riot squad out of here. I'm trying to get dressed.
It's all right, get everyone. Out.
Gracious me. Oh, that's better. I've put my trousers on.
What's happened? Look, sir. There, on his trousers.
Well, you've got a gun, man. What are you waiting for?
Good shooting.
No. What happened to Kenny?
It rather looks as if we were too late, Maisie.
Oh, no.
Poor devil. Have you a large handkerchief, Tompkins?
To cover his face?
No, sir. Not his face, his... Wait a minute. He hasn't been bitten. It's just shock. The fool's fainted.
Well, give him the kiss of life.
What? Do it!
No. Let Miss Gibbs do it.
I have had some first aid training. I'll do it.
No, all right, I'm better now. Thank you. I'm fine. Thank you now. Yes. Would you mind letting a chap get dressed?
Oh, very well. Come along, Miss Gibbs. Tompkins.
Yes.
Yes, Prime Minister, he's quite safe. Yes, he was in a tin bath in front of the fire. Well, I suppose the other one was full of coal. Anyway, sir, we've got a good lead on Big Brother this time, and I don't think he's going to get away from us. Oh, thank you, sir. Goodbye. Yes?
Mr. Williams and Maisie, sir.
Oh, come in. And you, Miss Gibbs. Ah. Feeling better, Williams?
Well, thank you, Mr. Charles. I kiss your hand. Oh, I know the sire. You rescued me from my predicament.
Come along.
Oh, what can I say? Oh, sir.
Williams, please.
Oh, you have been wonderful. Oh, look, you see, Maisie's mended the hole in my trousers. You can't see it now if I get my overcoat on, you see?
Yes, well, you had a narrow escape.
You're telling me.
Do you know what would have happened if you'd been wearing those trousers?
From the position of the bullet hole, it's something I'd rather not contemplate.
Your clothes have been doctored with a liquid in this bottle, Mr. Williams.
Not syrup of fig and fries, both.
No.
Oh.
No, it's a concoction of rare jungle herbs and juices which have had the power of attracting wild animals and reptiles from considerable distances.
Really?
That snake went straight for your clothes.
Oh.
Had you been wearing them, you would now be dead.
Dead?
Oh, Kenny!
5 members of Parliament were bitten by poisonous snakes last night.
Oh.
Fortunately, there were no fatalities.
No, it takes more than that to kill snakes, doesn't it?
What is it, Tompkins? I've just had the report from the lab, boys, sir. They've analyzed that stuff. The herbs used are only found in a certain area off the banks of the River Bongo. I've brought a map. This area here.
I see.
Yes, the formula is a closely guarded secret of the Yaki tribe who live there.
The Yaki
tribe? Yes. But even more important, this is the same area where we had that report of the mysterious white man called Carruthers.
Carruthers?
There can be little doubt, Williams, that Carruthers is an alias for our old friend and arch enemy, Big Brother.
Big Brother?
He is there to get some more of this evil fluid.
Oh.
We've got to stop him. Miss Gibbs?
Yes, Sir Charles.
Book 5 return airline tickets to Africa tonight?
Oh, I'm afraid that presents a bit of a problem, sir.
A problem?
There isn't enough money in the petty cash for 5 tickets. You know we're kept on a very tight budget.
Oh, all right, I'll go tourist class the same as the rest of you.
Even then, there's not quite enough, sir. Unless...
Unless what?
With Mr. Williams' superb acting ability, I see a way of getting round it.
Passengers from the London flight, please report the cost on share. Yes, indeed.
Well... Here we are in darkest Africa, Williams.
Amazing, if you ask me. It's what you lot travelling in style. I've never been so humiliated in all my life.
Well, I told you funds were low.
Haven't you wear these short trousers so I could travel our fare?
Well, you had a nice little girl to play with.
She was a menace. She kept wanting to play doctors and nurses.
I think you did very well, Kenny.
Yeah, all you lot scoffing wines and spirits and me with a glass of milk and a comic all the way.
Still, that lady air hostess was ever so helpful, wasn't she?
Very helpful. She held me hand all the way to the toilet. Then she wanted to help some more, but I wasn't having any. I wasn't good enough.
The representative from the travel agency is supposed to be meeting us. That must be him.
Hello, 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 hello. It's Colonel Saunders.
Saunders?
Sir, that's your cover name.
Oh, oh, yes, of course. Yes, that's me. The big game hunter, Saunders.
Of the river.
And is this, this spotty lad your little boy?
Oh, yes, yes. Shake hands with the gentleman, Kenny.
Shun, say, shun, a shun.
I feel it is, yes. Welcome to Africa, ladies and gentlemen. Allow me to introduce myself, yes? Yes. My name is Atego, spelt with an S. And this is my associate, Greca.
I'm pleased to meet you.
Have you made all the arrangements for my safari to visit Yucky Country?
Everything is laid off. Oh, but this heat, where's supper? That killer is the flies. You forgive me, I cannot stand the flies. You will travel by jeep to Tigersville and thence by canoe up the Bongo to Yucky Land. You will have no trouble.
Oh, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Boy, take the colonel and his party to the jeep. Goodbye, colonel. Goodbye, ladies. Goodbye, gentlemen. Goodbye, Sonny Jim.
Goodbye. Oh. What a charming fellow.
I didn't like him. He's fat and bald and he sweats. In all films I've seen, that makes him a baddie.
What films were those? The Tuppenny Rush?
Do you mind? It was struck me down our way and I ate me for the peanuts. We only got in
enough. Believe me, Williams, I am a very good judge of character.
Really?
You can take it from me. That man is a good one. A gentleman. Those cases aren't too heavy for you, are they, Maisie?
No, it's all right. Oh,
there they go, Greca.
Yes, big brother.
Don't call me that in public, you fool.
Well, sorry, master. Mr. Dago.
Spelled with an S. Yes, that's better.
Saunders of the river, indeed. Who does Prattle think he's fooling? And he's brought his entire team with him. Excellent. So many birds with but a single stone. You pass the word to Chief Yucky that they are on their way. They should be within throwing distance of his spears by this time tomorrow.
Regent's Park Zoo without the smell.
Oh, wait, the wind changed.
Oh, on the left bank, sir, look.
What?
Two natives with spears.
Carry on singing. Show them we're friendly. Did you see that? They chucked this spear at me. Here. They must be savages.
Or music lovers.
I've never seen them at the festival at all.
Well, they've run off now, anyway.
Oh, there's a place where we can land, Sir Charles.
Good. Paddle over to the left bank, Maisie.
Oh.
Now on, we hack our way through the jungle on foot.
Listen. What? Comanches.
No, Comanches. The message is going up the river that they've spotted us. From now on, we must be on our guard. It could be that the natives are not as friendly as we've been led to believe.
The flies! The flies! Oh, the heat!
Oh, shut up, William!
How much?
Should reach the village in 5 minutes.
You've been saying that for the past 5 hours. We're lost, aren't we? We're lost in this green jungle hell.
And there's eyes watching us all round in the dark. Eyes. Wild animals waiting to tear our flesh. Tribes of pygmies waiting to stab us in the ankle with their spears. Horrible edunters waiting to top us. Oh, start the eyes, take out the brain, shrink our heads in the hot burning sun. To turn up months later in curio shops off the Tottenham Court Road. Yes, they haven't there, them little labels hanging from the nostrils saying, made in Hong Kong, do not dry clean. Oh, it's horrible, horrible. And the drums, oh, those devilish drums. I can't stand the drums.
And I can't stand overacting. Oh. Yes.
What?
A rhinoceros. Dead ahead of us on the path. But if you do, keep still. The slightest move, and it'll charge.
I'm not happy about this, Charles. The cow!
Don't be a coward, man.
It's all right for you. You're right at the back.
Time to mind having the eyeball-to-eyeball confrontation.
Show it who's faster.
I'm willing to give it the benefit of the doubt.
Keep it occupied while the rest of us tiptoe away.
Don't go. What is it, then? Oh, Lord, Peter Rhinoceros. Oh, aren't you lovely? Oh. Go on, you better go home now. Find Mummy. Go on, Tissue. Oh. There's a good dog. Oh, isn't he sweet?
Oh, you come down the front with me, Maze. Then I can protect you. Oh, you're clever.
Are you sure we're going the right way, Sir Charles?
Of course I'm sure.
Well, I think we're going round in circles.
You would.
That's the fourth time we've passed that tree.
Then why didn't you say so the other three times, you fool?
Well, I didn't like to, sir. You get so touchy.
Get the boys to pitch camp here.
Yes, sir. Pitch him camp, Bob. Pitch him camp, Bob.
Well, it's getting dark, so we'll have a good night's sleep here and make an early start tomorrow.
The drums, those drums. They've changed their tune.
Yes, that's the message that we're pitching camp. They must be watching our every movement. We'd better light a big fire to keep the wild animals away. What was that?
Oh, a scream, sir. It came from Miss Gibbs's tent.
Oh, not William sleepwalking again. Come on. What is it, Charlie? What's happened?
They've got Miss Gibbs.
Who have?
Painted savages with spears.
Oh.
They burst into the tent and dragged her off into the jungle.
This is monstrous. Who's supposed to be on guard?
Mr. Williams, sir. There he is.
Williams!
Hold. Who goes there?
You're too late. Why? While you've been asleep, the savages have got Miss Gibbs.
Miss Gibbs? We've got to save her.
We found their trail, Sir Charles.
Good. Nice work, Tompkins. Get the native bearers together. We're going to follow it. Break camp, everyone. Break camp.
Why break camp? I like a bear camp. Why they break camp?
Now, what's the trouble, William?
Oh, it's the bearers, sir. They're revolting.
Yes, especially that one at the end, kicking his nose. Horrible.
They refuse to come with us.
Oh, what's the matter? Go back then. We don't need them anyway. Maisie can carry their loads. Don't worry, Maisie. Somewhere in that jungle, there's a white woman in the hands of savages. And by George, we're going to find her.
There's the native village, Sir Charles.
Fine, Joe. Look, there's Miss Gibbs, tied to that stake in the middle of the cobble.
She doesn't seem to be wearing much.
Just a peekaboo but nightdress.
You mean a peekaboo nightdress?
I think my glasses are stronger than yours.
Well, it's going to be tricky. There's hundreds of painted savages out there, but only four of us.
But they're not British, Sir Charles, and we are.
Good man, good man. Now, I think there's a way we can rescue Miss Gibbs. Really? It won't be easy, and it could be dangerous. Are you with me?
With you all the way, Sir Charles.
Right, then listen. All that those savages seem to be wearing is little bits of straw in strategic positions. Straw similar to the undergrowth here. Now, if we blacked our bodies with shoe polish, of which, by chance, I have a considerable quantity in my knapsack, it shouldn't be too difficult to pass ourselves off as members of the tribe. Your face betray your emotions. We're all here. Just stare straight ahead. Williams is going to cut your bonds with his knife.
Yes. Oh, boy.
It's all right. It's only me. This bone through my nose is stuck on my sellotape. It's all right. It's good, isn't it? Hold still. Ain't it gone quiet?
Seize them!
What's the... Here, back it up! Wait a minute, stop it! Now that's fear! I'm one of you, listen!
I climb up on my knees, sonny boy!
Silence! Oh, Mr. Pecos, thank goodness you're here.
Oh, it's Mr. Pecos.
Colonel Sanders of the River. Or perhaps I should say, Sir Charles Prattle of the Dark Bomb. Yes, I have seen through your disguise and that of your party, so may I now introduce myself, Big Brother.
What did I say? Bald and sweaty, you can't trust them.
So, big brother, alias Carruthers.
Carruthers? Who is Carruthers?
Don't look so innocent. Our information is that you are operating under that name.
Then your information, as usual, is at fault. But what have we here? The blue-nosed black and white minstrel. So you escaped from my little snake friends then, Williams.
Friends? I thought they were relatives.
I wasn't so sorry for you. I should be angry. Let's hope you can still laugh when you know what we have in store for you. I am flattered you should come all this way to get me, Sir Charles, but it seems that the biter has been bit.
What are you going to do with us?
Why spoil the surprise? It is something very special, that I can promise you. All right, Chef, Chief, they're all yours.
It would have been a man. We have preparations to make. What are those devils up to up there?
Well, I think they're getting our supper ready. They've got a big iron cooking pot over the fire, and they're chopping up vegetables into it. There's no sign of the meat, though.
Look out, the chief's coming over.
Horrible man, forever looking at us and smacking his lips.
I don't know the way he's piling his teeth. Horrible, and salivating. Salivating all over the place he is. Have you noticed? And pandiculating. I don't like that either. Oh, look how shut up here he is.
Well, I'm sorry to keep you waiting, my plump and tasty friends. You, come here.
Me?
Yes, you, the one with the funny walk.
Yeah. Yeah, stop feeling my leg.
Oh, that's fine leg. That's good chop, much meat.
That's good, fine British leg, that is. None of your foreign rubbish.
Oh, yes. You, very tasty.
Oh, thank you very much. You're very kind.
So, we will eat you first.
Thank you. Oh, what?
Hey? Oh, yes. We good old cannibal tribe. You will make us good dinner. But first, a little precaution. There. Now you will not escape. I'll be back soon when the pot boils.
What's this stuff he splashed all over us?
Never mind that, Jimmy. Said cannibals. They're cannibals. They're going to eat me. I've heard of boiled packets, but this is ridiculous.
Stop fussing, William. You only think of your own trouble.
Well,
now let me think.
Let you think? What are they doing out there, Maze? I don't look.
Well,
tell me.
The big one with the striped apron and the straw hat, he's sharpening his knife.
Oh,
and his mate's mixing something up in a bowl.
In a bowl? What's he mixing?
I don't think you'd better look, Mr.
Let me see, let me see. Ah! Oh, stuffing! He's mixing stuffing! I wonder when and how. Oh, it don't bear thinking about. Stuff!
All is not lost, William.
Isn't it?
While they're concentrating on cooking you,
yes.
The rest of us might be able to slip away.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's a nice consolation, that is. Me laid out in a dirty great plate surrounded by roast potatoes, an apple stuck in my mouth, and 2 pounds of sausage meat.
You'll upset the ladies.
Well, you've got such a sensitive skin, Kenny. Yes. I hope they based you well.
Oh, I know you mean it for the best. I wish you'd keep your flaming mouth shut. Anyone got a cigarette?
Oh, no, if you're to be eaten, Kenny, you shouldn't smoke. It's not hygienic.
I'll risk causing offence. Come on, anyone got a pack?
Sorry, Williams, I don't smoke.
Oh, Tompkins.
Well, I'm a cigar man myself.
Oh, shut up, Miss Gibbs.
Well, I've got matches, but no cigarettes.
Only matches.
Matches? Sir! I've got an idea.
If it's as good as your one about blacking up with boot polish, then forget it.
Well, that was your rotten idea, sir.
Yes, that was your idea.
Yes. Now, but listen. These huts are as dry as tinder. One match and the whole village would be ablaze.
I've got it, Tompkins. These huts are dry as tinder.
One match and the whole village would be ablaze. Brilliant, sir. Yes, Charles. I don't know how you think of it. Chuck us over the matches, Miss Gibbs. And stand clear.
There we go. Yeah, how about that, Dave?
Let's see what they make of that.
Look, the huts! Fire! Fire!
Ow! Look at the chief, sir. His straw skirt caught alight.
Oh, I'll bet that inflamed his passions.
Come along. This is our chance. Run!
Run!
All right, slow down. I think we've shaken them off.
Oh, here, let me slip my jacket over your shoulders, Miss Gibbs. You must feel nippy just wearing that skimpy nightdress.
Thank you.
I can't do it up. It's not big enough. Oh, funny. It's double-breasted. It reminds me. I suppose, Sir Charles, I suppose we'll have to make our escape over those mountains.
Yes, Williams, we can't go back the way we came.
No, I knew we wouldn't.
Thank goodness we managed to pick up our equipment as we left.
Yes, quite a lot of it, didn't you? Let me know if it gets too heavy for you, Maze, and you'll have a rest.
Oh, what about this place is we're in?
Well, it looks like some sort of natural canyon with those unclimbable cliffs rearing up on each side.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
For goodness sake, hello. Williams, they'll hear that for miles.
Sir Charles Prattle!
Who's that?
It's Big Brother, sir. Look, back there at the entrance with the cannibals.
Why aren't they chasing us?
I'll answer your questions, Sir Charles. Charles. The acoustics here are excellent, aren't they? You appreciate little niceties like that at my age.
How old are you?
Mind your own business, business. We are not chasing you because there is no need. The animals will kill you. You remember when the chief sprayed you with fluid? That was a more potent version of what we concocted for the snakes. Soon every wild animal for miles around will be attracted to your scent, smell. I think they are on their way now. Listen. In minutes you will be trampled and gored to death. Goodbye, my friends. We will not meet again, I think.
Sir Charles, racing towards us. A herd of elephants.
Look. And over there, sir, a herd of rhinos.
But look, packs of lions and tigers.
They're followed by wild stallions and water buffalo.
If we run, we might race them, sir.
No chance.
No, we must try. Come on. No. Stop! Look! We're trapped!
A yawning chasm of unfathomable depth!
This, then, I'm afraid, is the end of the road for us.
Oh.
The vultures are gathering already.
Funny how they know us, the Charles.
Yes.
Let's have the old chap with the broken tusk gets here first. It'll be honour to be gored by him.
Oh, Mr.
Brace yourself, everyone, for the inevitable.
Oh, to think I gave a quid to the wildlife fund. Tight spots before, Sir Charles.
But something's always turned up to save us at the last minute, Kenny.
Not this time, I'm afraid, old girl. We've had it. A white man in a loincloth swinging across the ravine on a rope made of twisted vine.
Hello.
Hello. Are you Tarzan?
No, I'm Carruthers.
Oh, we wonder what happened to you. Look, can you help us? These wild animals are charged with every here at any minute.
Yes, there is rather a lot of them, isn't there?
Yes.
Look, I tell you what, I'll swing you over the ravine one at a time on my vine.
Oh.
You'll be safe once you're across. Come on. Well, here's the bongo. And there's your canoe.
I don't know how to thank you.
Well, I'm open to suggestions.
What are you doing out here?
Well, I used to be a social security clerk in Bayswater.
No.
But it was getting too dangerous, so I came out here for a bit of peace and quiet.
Why don't you come back to civilization with us?
Oh, no thanks.
Isn't there anything you miss?
Well, the only thing I really miss is Wagoner's Walk. Do you miss Wagoner's Walk?
As often as I can. Yes,
to the canoe, everyone. I'm afraid we failed badly this time. We haven't caught Big Brother, so he'll be spreading his deadly fluid around London when we get back.
Oh, I can help you, I think. Here, take this. It's the antidote.
The antidote?
Yes. Oh, I hate wild animals following me around, so I brewed this, and it works.
Wonderful! Exactly as I planned. Oh, what a triumph.
Goodbye, Mr. Carruthers.
Ready with the paddles, Maisie?
Oh,
off we go, back to civilization.
I go.
was Kenneth Williams, Richard Caldicott, Josephine Tewson, Aubrey Woods, Caroline Blakiston, and Leslie Heritage in Jungle Drums. Also involved were John Hollis and David Goodison. The series is written by R.D. Wingfield and produced by Keith Williams.